Okay, we're back
good,
again.
Clean controversy.
And we're talking about this anti-discrimination stuff, and even just last week, Pope Francis, and I was listening to some conservative radio talk shows because I like listening to them only because it's good humor a lot of times. And there were a bunch of them pretty much currently blasting. They were basically conservatives, which a lot of them are Catholic, blasting the Pope's comments on the Pope refers to them as civil unions, which I never liked that term only because in the U.S. some states pass civil union laws, like Illinois had one, Wisconsin currently does, and it allows same-sex couples to get married but doesn't give them all the same protections and rights as opposite-sex couples. Illinois just recently changed that, so it's full rights and it's full marriage equality. Wisconsin hasn't yet, though. But in an interview, the Pope basically, to give you a couple of quotes that they gave from him, and it basically they're saying the Pope supported the idea of relationship rights but stopped short of coming out for marriage equality. Matrimony, this is what he supposed, this is how it was interpreted. Matrimony is between a man and a woman, Pope Francis said, but the ability to regulate diverse situations of cohabitation are driven by the need to regulate economic aspects among persons. As, for instance, to ensure medical care, it is necessary to look at diverse cases and evaluate them in their variety. The Pope specifically mentioned the need for gay couples to have hospital visitation rights and protections when it comes to property. And, you know, I commend that because that's exactly what, before we got marriage equality in New York, that's exactly what I was sitting there lobbying with the senators and congressmen and House members in New York State about, was we don't give a shit about the religious part. We're mm-hmm. talking about
the right that
property.
Goes with it.
We're talking mm-hmm. about taxes. We're talking about children.
Pension.
We're talking about hospitalization. We're talking about pensions. And that's is exactly what he had said in there. I was like, wow, maybe they finally got, they're finally listening to it. We could care less if you guys are going to marry us or not. We just want the same equal rights and protections that everybody else gets because we're not that different. We just happen to like same sex rather than opposite sex.
It's not that we like.
It's who we are.
It just, you know, happened. And you got to give it to this Pope. I mean, he has, since he's been in power, whatever you call it, he has really changed a bit, tried to change the view.
Trying to change the attitude.
And really, I mean, the first step he did, he's not staying in that big mansion. Yeah. He's staying in a little cottage. He's not wearing the big garb and all the fancy shit. And he has brought up some support for us. So you got to give
Didn't
it to him.
Didn't he have like $9,000 shoes or something, though?
No, that was the old one.
Prada shoes. He had specially made Prada Pope shoes.
You know my boots I got?
They weren't Prada boots.
Sure.
Yeah. The really black one, very expensive one.
Yes, yes.
Well, he got shoes like that. So the boots I got
but they were custom
$7,000,
made.
So the shoes were...
He was wearing high-heeled boots?
No. They were special Pope shoes. They were actually flat-soled. They were something like $90,000.
I'll be right back. Keep talking. I just got to go get something to poke Master Noel with stuff during the night.
Anyway, holy cow.
Go ahead, honey. See what she can come back with. Just remember. That one.
He didn't have to go too far.
No, that's fine. We're going to see what happens, though.
Ha!
You're not playing pool, honey.
Oh, it's going to get broke. Here it goes. Yeah,
oh. Look, I've got two, though.
No, he's got two. We'll see how this goes.
That's actually what cut him up real bad was when it broke.
But my point I wanted to make was he mentioned have hospital visitation rights. I wonder if that's going to change the policies now. And this is what I'd like to see in Catholic hospitals in the United States.
I have to ask, why do you think he's doing this, Buenu?
Because he's losing money.
I don't know if that it is he's losing money or not. Just because he's done a lot of other good stuff that didn't worry about money.
The same Pope that also said the church shouldn't be wealthy. We need to give away our money, and we need to start supporting and volunteering and helping people. Is that not the same one?
No.
Maybe he is sincere about this. I don't know. But I'd like to see him make a declaration about, he mentioned visitation in hospitals. How about making a declaration that the Catholic hospitals cannot discriminate against the community? I know somebody pretty well in my area who I've done some lobbying work with, some civil rights work. I think you've met her master, and she is, well, she still refers herself as a woman, but she's definitely going through transition. And she had some medical issues. They were on the, her and her girlfriend were on the way back from, I don't know if it was Albany or Syracuse or something, and something came up. They had to stop at the closest hospital, and it was a Catholic one, and they were told, I am sorry, but our policy does not allow us to take care of you. You're going to have to go to the next closest hospital, and sent them on their way.
That's fucked up.
Because that was the Catholic Church's, because it was a Catholic hospital, that was the hospital's policy. We will not, and this was in an emergency room situation, we will not
but I
take
thought
care of a transgender
they can,
individual.
A, isn't there a law in the U.S. that they, as long as you have proper health care, no establishment hospital can refuse you service?
No, right. That's state by state again. And,
see,
and
there's
again,
another fucked up
back
thing about
then,
the U.S.
Well, that's where this law, that these laws that are going through, they cover hospitals. So if there's an now in New York State, they can no longer do that. We now have anti-discrimination laws. If they refuse that, because the hospitals was a big deal, and the Catholic hospitals that were one that flipped about it, because they were basically told, okay, well, we'll do it this way then. And this is why New York State handled it. If you want to refuse service to anyone, that means you are not serving the public. That means you are not legally available to receive any state or federal grants that come through New York State. So if you don't want any money from the government, then you can pick and choose who you're going to serve. But if you're going to get public money, you have to serve the public. All of a sudden, the hospitals in New York State all went, oh, we are now open and accepting, and we don't care. That's how they handle it in New York State.
Okay.
That was one of the big fears about Arizona that really didn't get said, but if you read through the law and legislation, and this in Mississippi, it will allow hospitals, because a hospital is a private corporation. It's not public like it is up here. They're not public hospitals. They're owned by corporations. They can refuse for it. They could set a policy in Mississippi and say, no, I'm sorry, we are not going to take care of any gay or lesbian people in our hospitals. You could be dying and pull into an emergency room to the closest hospital, and they could say, I'm sorry, I know you're dying of a heart attack, but our policy is we cannot help you. The next closest hospital that would accept you is 70 miles away. Good luck. Bye-bye.
That's fucked up.
That's really fucked up.
Yeah.
That's why these laws get a lot of us so pissed off, because they can do that, and it can be life or death. You know, it's not allowing. The biggest fear is, though, the biggest bad part is just not allowing people to be themselves. So that's really what it's all about. And we're going to another break, and we'll be right back.
Then you're in my Don't forget to win first.
My arm is flipping, don't care forever. And got out of cancer.
Don't forget to keep it.
You're listening to Boy Neal on House of MNSM Radio. Email in at boyneal@houseofmnsm.com.
Kept them during the day.
Oh, that would be hot.
A naked boy, just nothing in that. What the neighbors would do.
Very hot.
You'd have
they would have me
there.
Arrested, I'm pretty sure.
The pup really still likes that collar. It has history to it.
You know I'm having so many issues with this on so many different levels, but go on.
That's, for instance, this collar could never be reused by any other master, period, end of story. That's just the way it is with a boy collar. As long as two parties discuss it, I don't see a problem with it.
Okay.
But if the dominant and submissive don't discuss it, yeah, there's a problem with that.
No, of certain individuals that we watch for at events. this guy's a fucking moron. Excuse my language. You know what? Don't excuse my language. He's a fucking moron.
It's common sense.
That's the problem with common sense. Most common people don't have any.
Oh, no. Those were you from your crying last week. What did we make you cry about last week?
It's something. Not a show if he doesn't cry.
Sometimes things may change. We didn't get an invite. I went, oops. So I guess you're not invited.
You did not.
Well, I thought everybody was invited.
Honey, they're not special like us.
I guess no. I realized that last night, and they realized that last night, too. What if suddenly your little submissive is no longer comfortable?
I believe that's their service, then. And
you have your
favorite... Then if it's only one particular thing, bend the fuck over.
Well, it's like the same thing. You have your favorite pair of boots that you like to wear, and then suddenly, your boots, you get a hole in them.
I'm trying to see where this is going.
You should be arrested.
Well, freedom of speech and all, Sir Mark.
But freedom of... How about freedom of respect?
Kids today seem to have this weird-ass sense of entitlement. You need to do this for me, because you just do. And it's like, what the fuck?
The sad part is, it's not the kids' fault. Kids learn that somewhere.
Honey Badger don't care. Honey Badger smacks the shit out of it.
2012, it's like...
Do you know my fly's been open the entire show?
Oh, and you didn't do that on purpose?
No.
So why did you unzip it before you sat down?
It's buttons. And I'm cold. Anyways, I just looked down and I thought, wow, there's Mr. Happy in there.
The soothing sounds of House of MNSN.